This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ صدق الله العظيم. So we concluded the 19 juz in the previous segment, and the note on which Allah wraps up the juz, not the surah, the chapter continues into the 20th juz. Allahu khayrun. So Hamza is istifham. Amma yushrikun. Is Allah greater? Is Allah better? Or that which they ascribe partners to Allah? So one of the themes of the Quran, you would know, my brother and my sister, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly shows us his grandeur, his greatness, his might, his power, his authority, his magnanimity. And coupled with that, Allah exposes the feebleness and the weakness and the inability of every other so-called power and ism that people choose to worship. ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ The seeker and that which is being sought are both feeble. The worshipper and the object of worship are both weak. Allahu khayrun, is Allah greater? Amma yushrikun. Just appreciate the format, the layout. I mean, it's divine. It's divine. Amma yushrikun, or that which they ascribe partners with Allah. Verse 60, opening verse of the 20th juz of the Quran. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ Or he who created, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ He created the sky and the earth. Now, we need to be clear on this here. خَلَقَ in Arabic refers to creation. Creation by the Arabic definition of the word خَلَقَ means إِجَادُ الشَّيْءِ مِنَ الْعَدَمِ To bring into existence something from nothing. The most you can call man is a maker, and the truth be told, more than often he's more a breaker than a maker. But anyway, to give him the credit and to give him the due, we call him a maker. You cannot call man a creator, because man is dependent on raw materials, on ingredients to make something. There was nothing and Allah made it into a sky. There was nothing and Allah made it into an earth. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ Yes, Allah knows every way of creating. So Allah can create from nothing. Allah can create from the most impure and simple ingredients. He can shape and fashion the best of humans. So when you look at the common expression in the Quran regarding the ingredients of man, originally from sand, salsal, sounding, hama, muddy, masnoon, giving off a foul smell. And then of course, it continued the procreation through the meeting of male and female, nutfatin amshaj, the mixture of fluids of male and female, ma'im mahin, impure water, ma'in dafiq, spurting fluid, etc. From all of this here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shapes, khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqweem. Ask the best of chef. If you give him inferior ingredients, can he make a wholesome product? Impossible. On the reverse, sometimes you give wholesome ingredients and unfortunately the outcome is not wholesome. So verse 60, أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Is your idols and objects better or the being who created? Remember the word creation? From bringing into existence something from nothing. إِجَادُ الشَّيْءِ مِنَ الْعَدَمِ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ He knows how to create in every way. So he created Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam without the medium of a father. He created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam without the medium of a male or a female. He created Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam when both parents had passed the period of fertility. Everything is the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَأَنزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. I mean, you just got to read this, process this, comprehend this. وَأَنزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And he sends down water for you from the clouds, from the top, from the skies. مَاءً طَهُورًا, pure water. لِنُحْيِيَ بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا. Through which we revive the dead land, and of course we feed the creation. وَأَنزَلَ لَكُم مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ. And then of course this iltifat min al-ghayba ila al-takallum, in the adoption and the expression, academic language. And then we cause gardens to grow of beauty and splendor. So is these gods who are so weak and feeble that وَإِن يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْ, that if a fly has to snatch something, they cannot retrieve it. The so-called object idol that you worship in cannot retrieve what a fly has taken. Is that great? Or is the Allah who's created the skies and the earth, you see, you witness, you marvel, بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا, without any pillars. So my brother and my sister, we make dhikr, which is great and wonderful. We recite the tasbih, etc. But do you know, to look at the creation, the alternation of night and day, the change of season, how things become green and lush, how they wither and become dry, this is a great form of dhikr. And Allah has repeatedly... So walk in your garden. Walk in your garden. You have green fingers. Apply ayat. And I always do this with my kids, with my family, when I'm traveling, whether we're out on a safari, and we, you know what, in the bush, we in the wild. وَعْلَمَاتْ وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. You're sitting under a tree. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلَّ وَجَعْ. Don't you see the shade that Allah has given you? You're out in the mountains, in a hideout, in a cave. وَجَعْلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ أَكْنَانَا وَجَعْلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمُ الْحَرِ. And He's given you, you know what, a hideout there in the top of mountains, a place of shelter. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ, and He's given you clothing. تَقِيكُمُ الْحَرَّ, which saves you against the heat. So you're wearing some cool cotton clothing, which gives you a sense of cooling effect. The point I'm saying, the application of the ayat to the situation is a great form of dhikr. إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. The Allah who revived this will revive you. So let's move on. So Allah created the sky, Allah created the earth, then Allah allowed for this green and lush gardens to grow. I mean, walk in your garden and enjoy this. وَمَا ذَرَأَ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُ. And marvel at the color combination in the flowers. وَمَا ذَرَأَ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Probably you got a beehive, then just look at the bees, and just look at the queen bee, and then just see how she flies and how it takes nectar, from the different fruit. And يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. And then it gives off this wholesome liquid in which Allah has kept cure. فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. Wow, man, how does a person challenge this? La ilaha illallah. May Allah open our hearts to embrace the truth. Allah says, this is what I have done. Now in the second portion of the same ayah, you cannot do this. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ, all humans put together, you don't have the ability, the know-how, the expertise to cause that seed to germinate, to cause that seed to grow. إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى. It is Allah who splits the earth. فَالِقُ الْإِصْبَاحِ. Just as you have the crack of dawn and the flush of dawn and the piercing dawn, Allah pierces the earth and how that little seed grows out. كَزَرْعٍ أَخْرَجَ شَطْأَهُ فَآزَرَهُ فَاسْتَغْلَظَ فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِ. How the seed comes out. Initially it's weak, then it's a stem, then it becomes a stalk, then it becomes firm, then it becomes a lushful garden. La ilaha illallah. إِلَهُمَّ Allah. So you know in Surah Ar-Rahman you have the repeated phrase, and which of the bounties of your Lord do you deny? In this verse here and the subsequent verses, the repeated phrase is, do you still argue there's somebody with Allah? Do you still insist that there's somebody else with Allah? Do you still persist? Are you still obstinate and adamant about this here? I told you what I'm doing, Allah is saying, and I equally tell you how feeble and helpless and hopeless you are. Do you still? A father is telling his son, I pay your bills, I do this, I cover your tertiary, I give you a car, I give you a phone. Do you still say your friend love you more than me? Are you still more loyal to your friend than me? أَإِلَهُمَّ عَلَّهُ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ Nay, they are a niche, a nation, and a people, and a lot who equate others to Allah, and they ascribe partners with Allah. Okay, if that is not something that you could comprehend, look at the second reflection. أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا Verse 61. Who is the one who's made this earth a place of firmness that can house the living on its back and accommodate the deceased in its belly? أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا Like, really? Just appreciate this here. This is tawheed. This is iman. أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا You know, sometimes you're walking on a surface where it's weak and it's flimsy, and then you realize, you know, you could go this way, you could go that way. Or, Allah forbid, there's a tremor, there's a quake, there's an earthquake. And that's the time you realize that how Allah's given you firmness and how Allah's anchored you on the land. And you don't appreciate it until Allah causes a tremor. And remember, before Qiyamah will be the supreme tremor. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا When the earth will be shaken at its optimum. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا And it will vomit out its burdens. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ It will throw out, it will spit out. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَالَهَا People will say, what's wrong with this earth? You know, you're trying to dial on your phone and the network is not right. What's wrong with the phone? What's wrong with the network? What's wrong with this here? Or you're trying to press brakes in your car and your brakes are failing. What's wrong with the brakes? What's wrong with the brakes? Well, suddenly everybody will say, what's wrong with the earth? What's the earth doing? This is strange. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا Because your Lord has inspired it. Verse 61, أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا Who is the being who's made this earth, you know, walk wherever you are? By Allah, there isn't a situation I've seen in my life, but there is an ayat in the Quran for it, relevant to it. Yes, your mind needs to be connected, and you need that bond with the Quran to appreciate the relevance to the moment. أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ Just the other day I was driving, I was going through some emotions, and then I switched on the recitation in the car, and the verse that played out, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ And surely Allah is aware of everything. Oh my word. What a direct answer to my situation. Like, you know Allah knows, and of course that's our iman, Allah knows everything. But sometimes when you're just so depressed or sad, or you just want to, you know, you need to just cry out, or you just need to offload, and then, well, don't worry, Allah knows everything. He knows, He knows. His timing is perfect, His knowledge is complete. أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا Who made the earth firm? وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا And then He's made rivers beneath it, between it. So you see these, rivers and water flowing and streaming and cascades. It's so beautiful. It gives such beauty, such splendor. It just gives such nice meaning to the whole thing here. The rivers. وَجَعَلَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِي And who's the one who's put mountains? Rawasi is the plural of the word rasiyatun. Waljibala autada. Waljibala autada. In Surah An-Naba we read, right? Watad. And he's made the mountains like pegs. And how they are firmly anchored. And how they give stability to the earth as well. And today scientists will tell you as well, how they keep the earth firm and anchored. Waja'ala laha rawasiya. Waja'ala bayna al-bahraini hajiza. And then travel and traverse, and then you would see the two oceans. هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ This is sweet and palatable. وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ And this is salt and butter. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخًا And then there is no physical, apparent, tangible line, but the waters are separated. The color is different here. The taste is different there. The texture is different there. The look is different there. So there's no physical absolute barrier separating the two. But you can just see the water that side is different, the water this side. Or in certain places, as scholars say, the water on top is different, the water. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا Verse 61. أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ Is there a God with Allah? Is there some, بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ But the majority of them just don't heed and comprehend and understand. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ Next question. Repeated phrase, is there someone with Allah? I gave you the analogy. You still say your friend is better? You still feel your, you know, your colleagues have done more for you than your parents? أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ. Who is the one who responds to the call of the distressed? مُضْطَر is the one who's distressed. You know, who is in crisis and who feels lonely, who feels اضطرار, فَمَنْ اضطُرَّ. In Tajweed, we have waqf اضطراري. You know, the desperate, the distressed one. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ. Who responds? Who responds to the distressed one? I must mention here, as the scholars have explored, that it doesn't mean that every time that you call out, instantly Allah is going to answer, because that is in His knowledge and wisdom. So someone might say, well, I've called out in desperation, but I didn't get an immediate response. So the immediate response, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prerogative. But let's be honest and frank, when you call out, and again, the English proverb is well known, there is no atheist on a sinking ship. So when the ship sinks and you are in a crisis, then who do you call out to? And the scholars have written, why is the prayer of a distressed individual answered? Because in the prayer of a distressed person is sincerity. Everyone has failed him. Everyone has failed him. And now he's like, Allah, you're the only one. So it's unfortunate that he had to, he was first disappointed by others, then he turned to Allah. The truth is, you ought to come to your Lord first, and that will be adequate and sufficient for you. But sometimes, unfortunately, it takes a fallout with your spouse, it takes a dropout with your boss, it takes an argument with your neighbor, it takes a quarrel with your sibling, and then you say, hey, you know what, man? No, man. Uh-uh. There's no sense of loyalty here in the creation, man. There's no sense of loyalty. خاموش رہا زمانہ ہماری نیکیوں پہ عیبوں کی بات آئی تو گنگے بھی پھول پر ہے. The poet says, how strange is the world. Everyone was silent when it came to my virtue and my accolades. But then when it came to my mistakes and my folly, suddenly even the mute were articulate. Even those who couldn't speak were now expressing, no, he's bad. He's like, wait, hang on here. When it was my good, then nobody had a word or a comment or a compliment. And suddenly when it comes to exposing me and unveiling me, and then everyone's on me. اتنی وفائیں نہ کر کسی سے یوں مدہوش ہو کے غالب یہ لوگ ایک غلطی پہ ہزاروں وفائیاں بھول جاتے ہیں. The Urdu poet said, don't exhaust yourself in loyalty to fellow humans because they capable of erasing all your virtue because of one mistake. اَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ اِذَا دَعَا. Who is the being? Who is the being who responds to the distressed person? وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ, and then removes that difficulty or that pain or that sickness or that cancer, or diverts that accident, or discharges you from that hospital, or removes you from that financial crisis, or reforms your son who had succumbed to drug abuse or whatever. You know what your crisis was and who did it for you but Allah. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ, and makes you deputy, and makes you successors, and vicegerents on the earth, meaning each one replacing the next one. The previous lot went, and then you came. You'll move on, and the next lot will come. أَإِلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Is there a God with Allah? Is there someone? You reflect very little. You take very little lesson. Because the truth be told, if we were to process this in a wholesome way, then that ought to change our life permanently. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those people who look around. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up at night and he said, "Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab." Indeed, he read this verse of Surah An-Nisa, Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3. Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of night and day, there are great signs for people of intelligence.